The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. Einu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, Tenehenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Tzadi Bet Amud Rishon, and we start from the Mishnah. Mishnah begins. Ochel Po'el Kishot. Afilu Bedinar. Kishot is cucumbers. So the worker is able to eat the cucumbers, even if they are worth a dinar. Rashi, va'afilu hu shaveh dinar. Even if they are worth a dinar or more. Kotevet, the fig, va'afilu bedinar. Even if it's worth a dinar, even if it is expensive, which means, the hadush of Tanakama is, even if he's going to end up eating more than he's getting paid to work. A cucumber and a dinar each, so he's going to eat a few of them already. How much is he getting paid, sachakon? So the hadush is that don't worry. Even if the food that he's eating is very expensive, even more than what he's getting paid, Tanakama says, it's okay. Why? Because the Torah says you can eat kechol sovrecha, according to your satiation. That's what satiates me. So that's the opinion of the Tanakama, sovrecha. Rabbi Elazar Hasma Omer, Rabbi Elazar Hasma, it's the second opinion, lo yochal po'el yoter al secharo. Now, he cannot eat more than he's getting paid. How's he going to learn that? It says the word sof'echa. So she says, lekaman yadit mechen nafshecha b'schiruto shemosin nafsho alav la'alot be'ilan o b'mkom sakana. Which means, he learns from the word, because it says in the pasuk, kenafshecha. So he learns, kenafshecha, meaning you're able to eat as much as you're working for, which means as much as your liability to work in the field. It's a kana. He's got to climb trees, he's got to, you know, maybe there's animals, whatever it is. So as much as you're risking yourself, that's as much as you're going to be able to eat, but not more. You're getting paid to risk yourself to a certain degree. So eat up until that degree, but not more. He's going to learn from the word, mikashen afshecha.
Is that more than you're paid?
No. Up to what you're getting paid. Now, the third shita is going to sound a little redundant. The third shita says, V'chamim matirin. Hachamim says, it's okay. You need to have eat even more than you're getting paid. And that sounds like Tanakama. So the Gemara is going to ask, hey, those two opinions sound the same. Avad melamedim et ha'adam, but we train the guy, shelo yeher ra'avtan. We tell the guy, listen, don't be a ravenous person. Don't be a gluttonous guy. Come in so hungry. Just calm down. You know why? Because you're going to ruin it for everybody. You're going to close the door in front of you. You don't want to hire workers anymore. Because they know, or him, or him. Because they know he's going to eat more than he's getting paid. He's not worth it. And she says, we give him good advice. You know, it's not in your benefit to eat more than you're going to get paid, because you're not going to get a job anymore. So Gemara starts off, Chachamim Hainu Tanakama. Right away, we caught this when we learned the Mishnah. Hachamim say you can eat even a dinar, a cucumber, which is you eating more than you're getting paid. And the last shita, Hachamim says what? Also, you can eat as much as you want, but they just add in that you should advise them not to do it. So what's the difference between Hachamim and Tanakama? It's really the same shita. So Gemara says, Ika ben Hayu. There is a difference. What's the difference? Aval melamedim. Do you have to give the guy the advice not to do it? Tanakama let le melamedim. Tanakama says, no, you don't get him any advice. The Torah says he can eat. Let him eat. What are you advising him against what the Torah says? However, the Rabbanan, itnehu melamedim. Which means, but the Tanakama says, ya melamedim. Which means we give him just a, it's not time to go against the Torah. If he wants to eat, he can eat. That's not going against the Torah. Eat as much as you want, but you know what? For your own sake, it's not smart to do. So the Mahdish, the nafka mina between them is, according to this version, eat as much as you want, according to both opinions. Shayla is, are you allowed to give, should you give the guy an advice that it's not in his best benefit or not? Tanakama says, don't even talk to him. He's allowed, let him go. Second Shita says, better to give him the proper etzah.
Can't give him advice?
No, it's like you're going against the Torah. Wow. Torah says you can eat, you're giving your advice against the Torah. Okay, comes the Gemara's next answer. Gemara's giving a few answers over here. Ibaitema Ika benayu de Rav Aseh. Nafkamina between the two shitot is Rav Aseh. What does Rav Aseh say? Damar Rav Aseh afilu lo secharo ela lipsor eshkol ehad ochlo. Guy was hired to pluck one cluster. According to Rav Aseh, he could eat the whole cluster. So now, the whole job that he gave him to do, he ate. So that's what Rav Aseh says, that's okay. So the nafkamina between the two opinions is going to be, do they agree to Rav Aseh or not? How? That's it. That's it. Again, that's it. Lo secharo ela lipsor eshkol ehad. Ochlo leoto eshkol. He can eat the eshkol. Nashi. Tanakama eat led Rav Aseh. Tanakama holds of Rav Aseh. Meaning, eat the whole cluster. And now he's going to learn the Mishnah. The Hachi Ka'ama, this is what the Mishnah means. Po'el ochel kishot shihi lebada ve'en od. Which means he can eat all the cucumbers, even though he's not going to leave. And he left. Va'afilu hi shaved dinar. Even if it's a shaved dinar, which is worth even more than he's getting paid. Ve'ata Rabbi Elazar lememar. Then Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, ben shi lebada, whether it's alone, that's the only cucumber he told him to work, ben shi secharo la ul'avroteha, or whether he hired him to, let's say, pluck all the cucumbers, im shavei yotra secharo lo yochelena. Rabbi Elazar says, listen, I don't care what the story is, you can never eat more than you are getting paid. Va'atu rabbanan, but tell you, the third opinion says, lemar yoter al secharo mutar lechol. I don't have a problem. You want to eat more than you're getting paid, im sechir yomu, if you're getting paid by the day. Aval secharo lekishut lebada, but if you hire him just for this specific cucumber, that's too much already. So you have three opinions, basically. Tanakhama says, whether you're working on one item, eat the whole thing. Whether you're working on the whole field, eat more than you're getting paid. The Bi'azai goes the other way. You can never eat more than you're getting paid. Certainly you cannot eat the whole item that you're working for. And the third shita splits it. Hakamim say, well, if you're working on one item, you can't finish the whole item. But if you're working as a day worker for the whole day, you will be able to eat more than you are getting paid. So that's the machloket between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosef. Comes the Gemara and says, the Amar of Aseh. Rabbi Aseh made another statement. Afilu lo batzar ela eshkol ehad ochlo. That even if he only was botzer, one eshkol, one cluster, he could eat it. What is that case? Garashi. Afilu lo batzar secharo lechol ayom mutal leechol leeshkol rishon shebasar. He hired him for the whole day. Guy gets there 9 o'clock in the morning, he eats the first cluster. He didn't even start working yet. Already he's allowed to start eating. You could argue, doesn't he? We'll start working a little, then eat. He gets there 9 o'clock, boom, he's eating. He's eating, take a break already. He's eating clusters. So Nabil says, that's also okay. So Nabil says, there's two things, by the way. Nabil says, number one, you can eat the whole cluster, right? And number two, you're able to eat the cluster immediately. So the Gemara says, Vitzericha, you need both statements of Rav Aseh. Both of them teach us Hiddushim. Te'i ashmi'inan. Hach kamaita. If you only gave me the first shita of Rav Aseh that told me that when he hired you just for the cluster, so you could eat it. Mishum de'lo ika lemetav lekolyo shel ba'al habayit. Rashi. Mishum de'leka lemema lemetav. There's nothing to put in the Baal HaBayit's Pesach, the name Ale Hab Beresha VeHadar Achil, the Iyahiv Tulo Achil. But Torah Itilah Lekol. I can always listen. Torah says you go work, so you have to put stuff in the guy's basket and all that. Now, in this case, it's only one cluster. If you can put the stuff in the basket, he can't eat anything. It's done. So therefore, in that case, I said Rav Aseh was lenient because you're a worker, and as a worker, the Torah allows you to eat. And therefore, in this case over here, if you're going to put it into the basket, You can't eat anymore. Oh, in that case, maybe Rav Asay allowed you to eat from the whole cluster. However, but in a case where he's working the whole day, and he'll have a chance to put stuff in the Baal HaBayit's basket, and there'll be stuff left over for him to eat, maybe I'll put stuff in the basket first, and then eat. Maybe he can't eat 9 o'clock in the morning in the first cluster. Because in this case, you have an option to put stuff in the basket, like the Torah says, and then continue eating from the remaining. And if you told me the second case, that a guy can eat first thing in the morning, because I can say, you know why I let him eat right away? Because at the end he'll be able to fulfill his work. He can continue working and fill the basket up anyway. So let him eat right away. Because anyway, he could finish the job. But in a case where it's only one cluster, that if he's going to eat that one cluster, he cannot work past that. He cannot put anything in the basket at all after that. Emalo, maybe be asur. Tzericha. That's why you need both steps. So each one has a chidush on its own. Comes the Gemara and says, Iba'et ema. I'll give you a third answer. Again, we're looking for the difference between Tanakama and Chachamim. Seemingly, both of them said you can eat more than you're getting paid. What is the nafkamina between them? So Gemara's first answer was what? Advice. Tanakama said, don't even advise the guy. Second chita, Rabim, advise him. Second chita is the hold of Rav Asir, where you hire him just for one cluster. Tanakama will say, eat the cluster, no problem. Rabbi Yosef, the second chita will say, no, one cluster, you cannot eat it. You can only eat more than you're getting if you're working for the whole day, but not if you're working just for one item. Okay. Ika bin Ayu, the Rav, the nafka between him is Rav. Well, what's Rav? The Amar Rav, Rav said, Matsati Migilat Setarim Be Rabbi Chiya. I found a Migilat Setarim, that's like a hidden scroll by Rabbi Chiya. In the olden days, as we know, they used to write Hiddushim for themselves. You couldn't write the Vre Torah, Torah Shabbat Peh, to teach. You're only able to write it, let's say, notes, so you could remember it, and then you would hide the notes. Because you cannot write it to teach it from the notes, because it's Torah Shabbat Peh. So they would hear Hadush, they would write them down, they would memorize it, and they would hide the notes. So he says, I found one of these Migilat Starim, these hidden papers or parchments from Rav Chiya. V'chatuba, what does it say? Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Isi ben Yehuda said, Ki tavo bekerem re'echa. Now, this person we always learn by a worker. When the worker goes into his friend's vineyard, he can eat. Bebi'at kol adam hakatub bedaber. Wow. Anybody can come into the field and eat. And the Baal HaBayit sounds like it's got to let him eat. Afilu eno sechiro, that she says, even if he's not a worker. Now that's what they found written. So the Gemara says, V'amar Rav. So when Rav saw this note, he said, impossible. Lo shavak isi haye lechol b'riya. Isi has not left life for any living person. How's a person going to have a field? You tell me, well, every person that can go into somebody else's field and eat as much grapes as he wants, it's impossible. You're not going to be able to make a living. Amar Rav Asher. Oh, so look at Ashi first. Ashi says, Tanakama let ledi isi. Tanakama does not only isi. Deha ochel po'el ketani. If you look at the opening statement in the Mishnah, Ochel Po'el, he learns only workers are allowed to eat. So he doesn't know the Isi. The Rabbanan Batrei eat Lehudi Isi. V'achi kamar. V'achamim matirim le'echol yoter al secharo. De'alav sechir na'me'achir. Hachamim are giving you a sevara. You know why I allow the worker to eat more than he's getting paid? Because even a non-worker can eat. Which means, till now, we always thought, no, the reason why the guy can eat as much as he wants, because suvecha, it's a gezeret katuv by workers. According to this version, Tanakama is saying, I don't agree with Isi Bechlau, Po'el can eat. And since the Torah says, according to satiation, suvecha, he can even eat more than he's getting paid. Hachamim come along and say, nah, that's not the sevara. The worker can eat more than he's getting paid, you know why? Because anybody can eat from the field. He's not worse than anybody. Right?
to anybody, he's not even getting paid at all, and he's allowed to eat. So if I'm getting paid, of course I can eat more than I'm getting paid. So therefore, he holds an isi. So the mahlog in Tanakama and Hachamim is, do they subscribe to these? According to this version, Tanakama is more mahmir. But he only is allowing a worker. Hachamim are allowing not only workers, even strangers, to come into the field and eat to their heart's desires. Amar Rav Asher. So Rav Asher said, Amirta, or Amir, Amirta l'shema'ata kameh de Rav Kahana. So I said this halakha, Isi's halakha, in front of Rav Kahana. And I tried to reconcile, because it really is hard to understand, to let any stranger go into someone's field and eat. Dilma be'osim bis'udatan de'avdu ve'achlu. Maybe Isi was talking about stam guys are going into the field. They're going into the field and they're going to work for the Balabayit. He didn't hire them. Mm-hmm. But they'll go in like, you know, workers, and they'll do some work, and as they're working, voluntarily work, they'll be able to eat. Which means Rav Kahana's trying to... is this Rav Kahana?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Rav Asher. Rav Asher is trying to say, listen, I can't accept that he's just letting him to go into the field and stop. Eat lost his eyes. Ela must be, he goes in the field, he's working. So give us Amali Afilu Hache Nihale Le Inish Le Ogar Agure Veniktefe Le Pardese. Still, a guy would rather, still Isi makes, it's hard to understand, Rav Kahana told him. Because a guy would rather to hire workers and allow them to eat from the field, rather than have stam guys going into the field who are going to work and eat. Ve'lo nitu kule alma ve'achlule. Why? Why does he rather that? Because it seems when you hire a worker, he's going to do the job for you. And as he eats, he's going to continue doing the job for you. These guys, they're going to go in, they'll do a little work, eat, once they're full, they leave. Who wants that? So therefore... Right, no, but he's, the guy doesn't want stam. Yeah, it's not an organized way. The guy's going into this field and start eating, and they leave the job half done, and they walk out. The guy wants to have a worker, he pays him, he eat, much better. Therefore, EC is still hard to understand. Look at Ashi. No, Ashi. But that's exactly what the point was. They do more work. Guys that come in stam.
Is that what the Mishnah is talking about?
No. Ki po'alim mamshichim na'avod. Workers work even after they finish eating. So the guy will get his money's worth. However, these stam guys over here, once they get full, they leave. So by the way, they're usually eating more than the work that they did. Now workers are going to stay, they'll get the job. So at the end of the day, it'll balance out. These guys go in, they do a little work, they eat, then they're full, okay, go home. So therefore, guys, I don't want these guys in my field. So therefore, that's why Rav says, I really don't understand what he's just talking about. Because even if you can explain it like this, it's still hard to square off. Okay, great. We continue. Yoman has a new question now. Ibayalehu. Yoman has a question. Ibayalehu. Pro'el Mishilo hu ochel, or Mishil Shamayim hu ochel. This that you say the worker can eat, how does it work?
It's God's view.
No, everything is God's. But the entitlement for him to eat, do we look at it as if it's his grapes? The Torah told you, these are your grapes. You're a worker. Make believe those grapes belong to you. Or do you say, no. Grapes don't belong to you. This is an entitlement that God has given you, min shamayim, just like God gives the aniyim entitlements, leket, shecha, pe'ah, you know, those stuff that the gleanings from the field. Now, look at Rashi. Rashi gives us clarity on this. Mishelohu ochel, word to Mishelohu, tosefet sacharu shosifa lo Torah. I mean, the Torah gave you an extra bonus in your salary. You're a worker, your salary becomes salary plus eating. That's your benefit. That's your item. Or do you say, Mishil Shamayim, Bematenat Gimilut Hasadim. Listen, it's chesed God's giving you. Kish'an matanot aniyim. Just like all the other entitlements to the aniyim, God's being nice to you. Now, what's nafkamina? Either way, you can still eat them. So Gemara's going to give a nafkamina. My nafkamina, what's the difference between the two answers? The amar tenu le'ishti ubanai. When a guy comes along and says, you know what, I don't want to eat. Let my wife and kids eat. The worker. No. The worker says, I'm not going to eat. Let my wife and children eat. Now, if it's his, if that's his wages, he can do whatever he wants. Give it to his wife and kids. What do I care? Then I'll say, no, the Torah gave him the perk. My, what's the deen? How do you look at it? That's the two sides of the question. Dashi. Tenu achilati l'ishti ubanai. Give my stuff to the kids. To the wife. Yavinelu. Kiechid biyadoni ten secharol chumishit. Just like he give his wages to whoever he wants. If this is considered part of his wages, he'll give the wages to his wife. Lidide zachilei rachmana bitztaka. Which if this is charity, let's say, God gave you the charity. And until it comes to your hand, it's not yours to say that I'm going to give it to somebody else. It's yours because God gave you. You cannot come along and say, I pass, I'm going to give it to somebody. The Torah wasn't zochet to anybody. You don't have rights. Good. My. So Gemara is going to bring a couple of proofs over here. It's going to be back and forth. Tashema. Ochel po'el kishot. What do we say now, Mishnah? The worker can eat cucumbers, afilu bedinar, even if they're expensive. Nechotevet v'afilu bedinar. Expensive stuff. Gemara says, I amar mishelohu ochel. If you're saying he's eating from his own, meaning the Torah gave him like a bonus in his salary, ogir bedanka. The guy was hired to get paid 1/6 of a dinar. Achil bezuza. He's going to eat now six times that. Nashi. Bitmiya. Dichitosef meruba laikar. Which means it makes sense that the Torah is going to give him a bonus that's even more than the salary. Now, so therefore, it cannot be Mishilo. It can't be the Torah gave this bonus to him. Torah would not entitle a bonus that's 6 times more, for example, the guy's salary. So, okay, so what do you want to say? Elamai, Mishil Shamayim, okay? So it's an entitlement, Mina Shamayim. Sof, at the end of the day, Ogir Bedanka Achil Bezuza. It's the same deal. He's getting hired to get paid 1/6, and he's end up eating 6 times more. Which means, whether you say it's shelo or mishil shamayim, it still makes no sense. That the mina shamayim, that God's letting him eat 6 times more than he's getting paid. Ela mai itlach lememar. Ela, what do you want to say? What makes sense to say? Rahmana zachila. Hachename rahmana zachile. So what are you going to say? You have to say that God gave him this entitlement. So too you have to say that if it's his, God gave him this extra bonus. So you have no da'aya. Just because you see he can eat more than his, you cannot prove it which way it goes. The whole law is hard to understand. The fact that he can eat more than he's getting. So if you want to say, oh, Mishelo, what would the Torah give him such a bonus? That's considered. Well, okay, how do you want to go? Would Mina Shamayim let him eat so much that he's eating more than he's getting? But whatever you're going to say, that's what God gave him. Rahmanah gave him this amount. So if you have no proof either way to say it's Mishelo or not, that's the fact is that he can't eat more than he's getting paid. That doesn't prove you one side more than the other. So the Gemara says, okay, we'll try a different way. Tashema. Rabbi Elazar Hasma Omer. That was the second Shita of the Mishnah. What did it say? Rabbi Elazar Hasma Omer. Lo yochal po'el yoter al secharo. That's what we learned already, right? He cannot eat more than he's getting paid. Rachamim matirim. Oh, and the rabbis say, he can. Must be, this is the machloket. Demor savar mishelohu ochel. Right? One rabbi holds that is eating mishelo. Therefore, we're not going to give you a bonus more than your salary. Rabbi Elazar Hasma that says you can only eat up to where you're getting paid. Ultimately, he must hold what? Mishelo. And mishelo means, yeah, we'll give you as part of yourself, but we're not going to make the bonus more than the salary. And I'll say that the rabbis that say he can eat as much as he wants, eat as much as you want. I mean, to say that a bonus is going to be more than the salary, that's what Tarakama holds. So it's Mishelo. Let him go as much as, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar Hasma, who holds he cannot eat more than his salary, holds it's Mishelo. That means it's his. But the Torah is not going to give him more on a bonus than what he's actually working for. But Hakamim that come along and say, let him eat as much as he wants. They gave it to him. It's his entitlement. Gemara says, no. Dekode alma mishelo hu ochel. I can tell you really everybody holds Rabbi Elazar and Hakamim, it's mishelo. That really the items that he's eating is considered his. The Torah entitled it to him as a bonus to his salary. So what's the machloket? The argument in these two rabbis is how to learn the word nafshecha in the pasuk, because it says they'll eat kenafshecha according to his nefesh, according to his soul, whatever you can call it. So the Gemara says, "Mor savar kenafshecha bedavar shemoser nafsho alav." Rabbi Azar says, "Kenafshecha, whatever you're sacrificing your life for." That's as much as you can eat. Meaning, you're sacrificing yourself according to what he's paying you. You have to climb up trees. You have to, there's certain dangers on the job. So I'll let you eat commensurate to the sakana that you're putting there. But do not eat more than that. If you can eat more than you're getting paid to do, so that means you're eating more than kenaf shekhah, which means as much as you're willing to sacrifice your nefesh for the job, which means, yes, but what you're getting paid to do, that's as much as you can eat. Kenaf shekhah. Umor savar no kenafshecha, man nafshecha im hasamta patur, af poel im hasamta patur. Remember, we learned this one before. We learned that kenafshecha, just as if, let's say the balabayit was doing the picking, and he refrained from eating, did he make any suit? Of course not. So too, if you refrain the worker from eating, you patur from malkut. Which is kenaf shecha. The worker is like the owner. That just like the owner, if he didn't eat, you don't give him malkut. So to the worker, if you refrained him from eating, even though you went against the Torah, I mean, mitzvah is telling me, you don't get malkut. But bottom line, this pasuk is used for the deen of stopping the guy from eating. Therefore, you cannot learn from there that he cannot eat more than his salary. So therefore, I'll tell you, everybody holds really mishelo. It's a bonus. Torah says it's his. Torah said this is part of your salary. So what's the machloket? Is the words kenafshecha available? So the Gemara is coming along to say, it's how do you learn kenafshecha? First, Rabbi says kenafshecha, you're able to eat as much as you're willing to sacrifice your life for. I guess there's dangers on the job. Whatever I'm getting paid to do. You want to eat more now than when you're even risking yourself? Your liability was only to this much. You can eat more than that. Second, Hakamim say, no, that's not what kenaf shecha means. Eat as much, eat more than your liability, what you're willing to risk yourself for. Over here, kenaf shecha is just telling you that, by the way, if the Baal HaBayit happens to muzzle you from eating, he doesn't get malkut. Kenaf shecha meaning, because just like if he would muzzle himself and not eat, you know, nothing, no avon from him, so too, if he muzzles the worker, he cannot get malkut. It's wrong to do, but he cannot get malkut. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, so basically, no proof. Is it mishelo, or is it mishel shamayim? Back to the Gemara, we gotta get a proof. So Gemara says, Tashema, interesting case. Nazir, you have a Nazir that's a worker. Now the Nazir, obviously, cannot eat grapes. So Nazir she'amar tenu, he said to give, the Masoret changes it, li'ishti ubanai. Says, give the grapes to my wife. Give it to my kids. He can't eat it. En shum'im lo. You don't listen to him. No. Ve'i amat mishelo ochel. He says it's his. It's like a salary. Amai en shum'im lo. Why should you listen to him? So if it must be, the Torah was misakeh you. You can't eat it? Finished. That's it. And then you can't give it away. It's not yours to give away. Because it's not. Really, I can tell you, normally, it's his. But over here, Nazir is different. Why? Hatam mishum lech lech amrinan nazira sehor sehor lekarma lo tikrav. We tell the Nazir, lech lech, go away from the vineyard. And we tell him, sehor sehor, go around it. Don't walk through the vineyard. We don't want you to get close to the grapes. It's a saying they used to tell the Nazir. Lech lech, amrin al-Nazira. Sehor sehor, lekarmal lo tekrav. Go circumvent the vineyard, which means we don't want him to... When it comes to a Nazir, we put fences.
They said you hired him to do
no. That. You hired him, he's working in the field now. He's working in the field now. So now he comes along and says, give the grapes to my wife. He's not going to eat them. We're not going to even give them to your wife, by the way. Because to give to your wife, you might come to eat them, and it might come... He can work.
We hire him to work.
Again, he's working in the...
He's in the vineyard?
He's working in the vineyard. He's working there. This is not an isur. This is a saying. All we're trying to say is, could be we're more mahmir when it comes to a Nazir that's working. He cannot give it to his wife and children as a fence. But a regular guy, maybe can't give it to his wife and children. Rashi, kilomar, kilomar. Look at Rashi. Kenasau de kansuhu. We kenas him. Why? She imnau atzmo melaskil anavim. Because then he won't hire himself out to do the job. Once you tell him he can't give the stuff to his wife, he's not going to do the job to start over. He knows he can't eat it. So this will put a fence to deter him from taking the job in the first place. But the case was about when he was doing the job. So in that case, whatever, I'm not going to give it to your wife. But if she's going to regular work, I'll give it to your wife. Maybe it's Bishilo. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, okay, no proof. Gemara says, Tashema, Po'el, a worker, She'amar tenu le'ishti ubanai. Now he's a regular worker. Give it to my wife and kids, and shum'im lo. There you go. You don't listen to him. V'yamat mishelo ochel, amai en shum'im lo. So the Gemara said, nah, my po'el nazir.
That's him.
By the way, the po'el over there was a nazir. Oh, come on. The Gemara says, v'hat tanya nazir. We have nazir case already. The Gemara says, v'hat tanya, which means we have two braitot. One is nazir. And what is Po'el? You cannot tell me the Po'el was a Nazir. One Braita says Nazir, one Braita says Po'el. Kibra says, why not? Midi gabe hadadi tanyan? What, were these Braitot said together? One Braita was written over there, and he called it a Nazir, and another Braita was written separately. Oh, Po'el, who was a Nazir? Well, just because you have one Nazir, one Po'el. Oh, can't be Po'el is Nazir. Who said what? These were bunched at the same time? It was said different times. Therefore, the Po'el's a Nazir. Okay, Tashema. Minayin lepoel. There you go. She'amar tenu le'ishti ubanai. Give the grapes to my kids, my wife. She'en shum'im lo. You don't listen to him. She'ne'emar. Ve'el kelyecha lo titen. Do not put the grapes into your own basket. So it sounds like that's the reason why you can't give it to your wife. Can't get the right, because it's like putting it into your own basket. Now, v'chi tema. Now, maybe you can argue and tell me, hachiname nazir. Oh, you tell me, okay, he's also nazir, by the way. That's why you're telling me you can't give it to the wife, because he's a nazir. It's a fence. Ihachem mishum kelyecha lo titen. What do you got to give that reason? Of kelyecha lo titen. Because they don't want you to put it into your own basket. Say simple. Mishum lech lech amnin nazirahu. Give the reason of Nazir, which is the Gemara already is trying to bypass a potential answer. Oh, Po'el, Don't give it to the wife. You know why don't give it to the wife? Because Torah says you can't put it into your own basket. That's like put it in your own basket. Oh, now you're going to tell me, oh, that's also a Nazir. Hey, if that's a Nazir, what do you got to give me the whole reason? Because you can't put it into your own basket. Just tell me simple. Nazir, we made a offense. Gemara says, you know what? You're right, it is a Nazir. Mm. And you know what? The real reason is why he can't give it to his wife? It's offense. The Aydik Diktani La Bilshon Po'el, since the Braita used the word Po'el, Kanasiv La Kra De Po'el. So it used the Pasuk that's written by a worker. But really, it was a Nazir. And really, the reason is because I can tell you, really, it's his. Really, he should be able to give it to his wife. In this case, he can't because he's a Nazir, and we put the Pasuk Rashi. Kanasiv La Gamra Kera De Po'el Ulam Rabbanani Ukra Asmachta Ba'amach. Really? What's that, Rabbanan? What's the Zayin? Right, Mid Rabbanan. Really, I'll tell you that it's not Issu Torah. Only it's the Mid Rabbanan for Nazir that they made this fence over here. So why'd you bring me the Pasuk then? Because we use the word Po'el, so the Pasuk Gamra. Use the pasuk that's written by Poe, but it's really not a Torah law. Really, I could argue the grapes belong to him. Mm-hmm. And a regular worker can give it to his wife and kids. But, a Nazir, because you have this concept of, you know, put a fence that we don't want the guy to even take the job in the first place. Yeah. But he have a double doha, because say the doha is in the Po'el and in the pasuk. You bring me the word Po'el as Nazir. And then you give me a pasuk that's written by a Po'el. You know what? Po'el is Avdafka. The pasuk is Avdafka. Since we started with Po'el, we had... It would be much easier to say Nazir, and because of the Gezerah. But that's the way the Braita taught. The case that they were referring to was... Yeah, but that's the way they were talking about. You have no raya. I can tell you the Po'el was a Nazir, and the pasuk was just brought Derek Agav because of the word Po'el. And then we're really back to the same story. So you hired the worker that he's going to lay out the figs in the field, that she says, in order to dry them. Right? In order to lay them out in the sun, to dry them out to make kitziot. He's a worker. You know the worker is? Worker eats. And he's going to be patur from ma'aser. Okay, that she says, the kevan de omdot liktsot lo nigmera melachtan. Right? Because they still did not finish yet the process. They still have to be dried out. So until they're dried out, for ma'aser, what's the deen? The deen of ma'aser is not chayav ma'aser until after the finishing process. This process is in the middle of the stages, so therefore he's out to work and he's patur from ma'aser. However, if he made a stipulation, this work, and he said, "Al menat she'ochal ani ubini," which means he comes along and says, "I want to eat also, and on the condition, I want extra. I want my children to eat, and so on and so forth." That's she, ani ubini she'eno niskar lebalba. He knows guys are not working, but he wants to make a stipulation that he wants them to eat as well, or she'ochal bini biskari, or he comes along and says, "Listen, I won't eat. Whatever's coming to me, I'll give to my son." So the deen is who ochel upatur. The actual worker, the poel, can eat again. He's allowed to eat, and he's patur from ma'asir, because that's the Torah law. And the Torah law is what he eats, and he's patur from ma'asir, like we learned. However, ubino ochel v'hayav, but his son, if he's going to eat, he can't, because he made the stipulation. But he's going to be hayav in ma'asir. Rashi, who ochelu patur? Now this Rashi is very hard to understand. Rashi says, now without looking at Rashi, why would I say he's patur? Because already we had a gezerat ketuv zatoras kenafshecha. That just like if the owner would eat, he would be patur from maaser. So too, if the worker eats, he's patur from maaser. We know this already. Rashi, for some reason over here, gives a different source. Why workers can eat without ma'asir? That she says, "Shatora zichtalo keleket shecha upea shepeturim min ma'asir." The Torah gave workers rights to eat, just like it gives the aniim to eat these entitlements. When an ani goes into the field and eats leket shecha upea, it doesn't take ma'asir. it's tax exempt. So the same thing over here, it's tax exempt. Now, we don't know, the Mefarshim will be all grappling. Why does she have to start with a new exemption? We have the Gezeirat Ketuv that we learned above. Okay, we'll have to see if we can find a reason. Some say that dirasha eventually was used for something else. There was a few dirasha that we learned just now. Okay, so therefore it could be that the dirasha was used for other items. That's what the dirasha wants to say. So therefore it could be we fall back to this dirasha over here. Okay, in any event, that's not our point. Our point over here is, continue Rashi. Who ochel upatur? Okay, ubno ochel hayav. The maaser. Dehavi le kilokeyach mekach shlo negira melachto. We learned already. The rule is why somebody that purchases fruit, even if it's lo nigmara melachto, the purchase itself is considered like a gemar melacha. Therefore, the son, you're not working, even though you stipulated to give it, it's like he purchased it. Therefore, once he gets it, it's like already it's gemar melacha, therefore the kid's going to be hayav in maasid. That's the state. Now we go to the analysis. The I amart mishelo ochel. Wait. If you're telling me that this belongs to the worker, meaning the Torah entitled and this is part of his salary, so to speak, meaning you get your salary plus, this is yours, it's your item, beno amai hayav. Why should his son be hayav in ma'asir? He's eating from what belongs to his father. And just like the father would be exempt, the son should be exempt as well. Rashi. I amat mishelo ochel uscharohu. That's his salary. Va'afilu achi patre rachmana mechir nafshecha tedarshin ane man nafshecha ochel upatur. Af po'el ochel upatur. That's even more strange because now that she brings down the kenafshecha derasha, and we know that just like if he eats his patur from maaser, beno amay chayav ha biskar abivu ochel kabiv. If let's say the father says, let him eat instead of me. Really, it's my salary. I'm giving it to him. So just like I should be, I'm patur for maaser if I'm the worker. My son should be patur for maaser as well. If you're telling me it's min shamayim, I could say, hey, you we gave it to. We didn't give these exemptions to another guy. Then I understand. But if you're telling me, no, this fruit over here is mine. So I have a right to do whatever I want with it. And I want to take this fruit, I want to give it to my son. So therefore, just like I would be patur for maaser if I would eat it from the worker, lechaora, why shouldn't the son be patur as well? Ela, the Gemara wants to bring an ayah for me that it's not considered mishelo. Okay. Oh, so the Gemara is going to say now? Wait, if it's a privilege, I cannot transfer my privilege to my son. Eli said, I'm transferring it to my son, meaning I'm giving him my salary. So that's fine. My patur, he should be patur from Maaser as well. Okay.
That's case, right?
Right. Right. So Gemara says, Amalavina, no proof. Mishum demehzi kemekah. It looks like he bought it, Rashi. Ho'il ve'atne. Since they made a condition, right? He's going to eat my goods. It looks like it's like sold to him. Now we know if you sell goods to somebody, then it raises hayav in maaser. Really, I tell you, the kid's patur min hadin for maaser. But it has the smell over here of a sale. Therefore, problem. However, aval achila dide te'enu b'tnai afagav de biskaru lo damya lemeka. Right. The there's two cases over here. In a case where, let's say, the son is eating, there was two cases. Let's get to two cases. The first case was he's doing regular work. Hareze ochel upatur al menat sheochal ani ubini, on the condition that me and my son should eat, or sheochal bini biskari, or both cases, or whatever I'm getting, I'm going to transfer to my kid. In both cases, we say the kid is hayav in maaser. Why? Because that looks like Mecca. Really, from Torah, I could argue, I don't have to think about it. It's mine, it's yours. It's my salary. I give it to you. You can be patur. Bishelo. It's Bishelo. But it has the flavor of it. Now, what does she say? It's kind of she good.
Say it's a wage, and you have to pay
him,
that's it.
No, say better. It's a sale. It's It's like a sultan. His own achila, the poel's own eating. I don't have to make a condition what you to eat. Right, even though I'm getting paid, that doesn't look like a mecca. The Torah allows a worker to eat. Therefore, even though I'm getting paid, you might say, "Oh, that also looks like a mecca. You're getting paid and you're eating, so it's like you're buying the fruit over here. It's like there's a transaction." Nah, the worker, the Torah allowed the worker to eat. Even, you don't need a condition to buy a worker. He can eat as much as he wants, according to some opinions even. Therefore, I'll say, no ma'aser. Masha'eken, when I make a condition with you, you know what? Instead of me, it's like I'm selling it to my son, the right, oh, that looks like a sale. And I say, hayavim ma'aser. So we have no da'aya again from this braita. Gemara continues. Tashema.
Come listen.
Hasocher et ha-po'el la'asot b'neta reba'i shelo. Person has a field, the trees are growing in the field, the trees are the fourth year of their growth, they're called Neta Reba'i. Basically Neta Reba'i, the fruit are Kodesh, you have to take the fruit to Jerusalem like Maaseh Sheni, and you cannot benefit from it only in Yerushalayim. Anyway, back to the story, you have a worker, he's working in a field, Neta Reba'i, Hare Elu Lo Yochelu. Well, he cannot eat from the fruit, because the fruit are Kodesh. Eretz Yisrael doesn't give him a right to eat. V'im lo hodi'am, but if the balabayit didn't tell him, he just told him, go work in my field, and the guy's thinking he's going to be able to eat, then the deen is podeh u'ma'achilan. Then it's incumbent upon the owner to redeem the fruits, because you can redeem the fruits of Neta Reva'i on a coin, and the fruits become edible. Because it's like you're misrepresented. You told the guy to come work, he was assuming that it's regular trees that he's going to eat, now he gets there, Neta Reva'i, too late, you got to make pinyon. Now, V'i amat mishel shamayim u'ochel. Now, we go back to that machloket that we had, or that question that we had. How do you look at the pu'el eating? Is it God entitles it to him, which means it's a gift that he gets, just like the aniyim get gifts of nekech chanpeh, or do you look at it mishelo? No, the Torah says this is a bonus in your salary. It's your item. Now, if you're going to look at it, mishel shamayim, amay podeh u'machilan. Why is it incumbent upon the owner now to make pidyon, to let the guy eat? Isura lo zachilehu rahmana. The Torah did not give him to eat neta reva'i, which means if it's min shamayim, you can't eat this item. Which means, I understand you're worried about mekah ta'ut, if he's telling me it's his. So he's coming down to the field thinking that these fruit belong to him. As a worker, you get paid plus fruit. So therefore there's a misrepresentation over here. I thought I'm working for you for money and fruit, and now you're not giving me the fruit. Then I can understand why the owner has to make a pidyon. But if you tell me no, it's not the owner giving it. Min shamayim, you have a right to eat from the work when you're working. This item, the shamayim, did not give to you. So therefore, why does the owner, even if he didn't tell him anything, he went out to the field, he found out it was neta reva'i, but the shamayim, this God does not give you this item to it's not part of your salary. He didn't, but the owner, why should you have to compensate him? I'm not giving it to you. It's not coming from as a wage. It's coming from the shalom lekalekat shkapa. This you're not entitled to. So the Gemara says, Hata mishum de mehzi kemekach ta'ut. You're right. It looks like it, because since he made a condition, so to speak, that he's going to go down and eat, so therefore it looks like already a mekach ta'ut. Really, I can tell you. It's min shamayim maybe, but this case over here, the guy went down. People are going to look like it looks like that there was a misrepresentation over here. So if we have no da'ayah over here, we have no da'ayah to tell me that it's dafka mishelo. I can tell you it's min shamayim, but the reason why they make the guy give him the food and make pidyon is because they don't want it to look like a mekah ta'ut, like a misrepresentation in a deal over here. Okay? Comes the Gemara and says, Emma Sefa, I'll bring a question from the Sefa of that same Braita. Nit parsu igulav, nit patehu habiyotav. Okay, let's go one step at a time and Rashi's here. Rashi. Nit parsu igulav, kitsiot, these are like figs. Shidarsan, pressed them into the cake, of things, let's say. V'nigmena melachtan, finished. Gemar melachah is over. Lema'aser. Now the hayav. V'naflu v'nitparsu. What happened? They broke apart. V'sarich lazor v'nadarsan. Now here's the case here. The guy made gemar melachah. They're done. The hayav and ma'aser already. Now we know the worker cannot eat already once the item is hayav and ma'aser. Anyway, the item fell apart. So he calls the guy, do me a favor, come work, put these things together. He's thinking he can eat. Meanwhile, he doesn't realize there was Gemar Melacha already. Once there's Gemar Melacha, they come apart, the Hayuv Ma'asid is on already. So now the Po'el really is going down to work, but he cannot eat. So the case is like this. Nitparsu Egulav. That's the first case. The Egulim came apart. Nitpatehu Habiyotav. Another case of wine. What's that case? We have a Rashi on that. Rashi. Shinitlu Megufotehim. You have a barrel. Once you seal the barrel, we're assuming, then they're ready to gemar melacha on the wine. Hayav and ma'asir. What ended up happening? The barrel seals came off. So this guy's going to work thinking he could drink the wine when he's working. Meanwhile, the seals were sealed already. They just came apart. So really, the guy cannot eat. There was gemar melacha by the barrel. There was gemar melacha by the figs. And it just came apart. So gemara says, Hare elu lo yochelu. Well, obviously, you cannot eat because really these items are hayav already in. Ma'aser, ve'im lo hodi'an. But if he didn't tell him, ma'aser u'ma'achilan, then the balabai has to take ma'aser from them and feed him. Kebra says, ve'yamat mishel shamayim u'achil. If you say it's min shamayim, that it's a gift that God gives him an entitlement, amay ma'aser u'ma'achilan, isura lo zechud rachmana. The rachmana did not give him the sechut, which means it's a gift. Things that are obligated in ma'aser, why are you obligating the guy now to fix it for you? Which means if you learn it's a payment, then this makes sense. Which means when I go down to work, you owe me a salary plus bonus perot. Hey, you didn't tell me that you're telling me down to a place where there's ma'asid. You owe me the ma'asid. So you better take ma'asid for me. But if you say it's nothing to do with a bonus. Min shamayim, the Torah says a worker can eat. Yeah, a worker can eat things that are legal. In this case, it's not legal. It is ma'asir. So therefore, why are you telling me that when he comes down and he sees the fruit over there, why do you put it on the owner to take ma'asir? Min shamayim, they didn't gift him this. Gemara says, give the same answer we just gave. Say same answer. Because it looks like a mekach ta'ut. The guy went out to the field.
Usually you can eat.
Really, really, I could argue with you and tell you, really, it's min hashamayim. And really, he should not be allowed to eat. But in this case, it looks like a mekach ta'ut. Because the guy went out to the field looking like he's going to be able to eat, and that's not happening. So therefore, to get around the looking like a mistransaction, so we tell the guy to let him take masin and feed him. But really, could be, I could argue, that really it's min hashamayim, meaning from the law, he doesn't eat. But, so you have no proof. Again, they're trying to prove if it's mishelo. You cannot prove it's mishelo. Because I can always argue it's really min shamayim. And the reason why you're making him, letting him eat, is because it looks like a mekach ta'ut. So comes Gemara and says, oh, not going to work so fast. Why? Bishlaman nitparsu egulav mehzik mekach ta'ut. In the case of nitparsu egulav, what happened? Yeah, fix. You press them. Once you press them, the chayav and ma'aser, right? Now they separated. So this guy, when he's going down, no, there's no way for him to know. They're separated. So he thinks they're really not chayav and ma'aser yet. So therefore, I can understand where there's a mekach ta'ut factor over there.
The wine.
Right, but wine, elan nitpatechu habiyotav, my mekach ta'ut ika. By the case of the wine barrel, when the barrel came loose, the seal, what's the mekach ta'ut? Medayada de itbil lehu lema'aser. The guy must know that we have a rule. Once the wine, before it gets to the barrel, right. Once the wine gets into the pit is in the ground, it's already higher than ma'aser. So when the guy's getting hired, I need you to seal the barrel. You know already, it's after the Hayuv of Ma'asir. Where's the mekach ta'ut over there? There's no misrebit. He knows already he's holding post Ma'asir. Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat, shenitpatechu habiyotav lebor. The case was talking about where the seal came off and the barrels fell back into the cistern itself. So he's still thinking, he doesn't know that there's a Hayuv Ma'asir yet. Wait, what do you mean? It fell into the bor. V'atanya, yain mishayarad lebor. Once the wine goes into the board, it's hayav and maaser. So you're not going to help me as a, oh, it's not in the barrel anymore. It broke the barrel and it's landed right into the board. So what? Once it's in the board, it's still hayav maaser. So bottom moment, the guy goes, sees it's in the board, he knows that he got a job that he's not going to be able to eat. Where's the mekach tavot? Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, de amar mishiyikpe. Oh, mishiyikpe means the board is not enough. In the board, it seems there's like sediments and stuff that rise, that you have to clear them out. Gemar melacha is not until he clears away the sediments. Is he calling that sediments? Okay, it's gum is like the foam. It's like the foam that comes on the top until you get rid of it. So comes the... So that's why he didn't know. Go work on the board. Okay, go work on the board. He's thinking that he's going to be able to eat. He doesn't know that already this item was skimmed already, and therefore there's no problem, right? Because he could say, Lo hava yad'inan. He could say, I didn't know that you skimmed it. Yeah, but that's what do you mean? Fenema lehu, the Baal HaBayit should tell him back, Ib'elichu asuke adataychu. You should have known that. Which means, why could you even say mekach taut? We should say that he should have known. Once it's in the board, they probably skimmed it already. Gemara says, Dilma mikpa. Maybe they skimmed it. Question. The story is talking about it was in a place. The nagid ihu makpa. The guy that empties it from the
pit,
he's the one that skims it. So therefore, he's assuming, you're calling the guy up, I need a worker to take the stuff from the pit, put it in barrels. He's assuming, oh, for sure I can eat, because they didn't skim it yet. Now he gets there, and he realizes that really the item was already in a barrel, it was sealed already, and all that. Therefore, it has the flavor of a mekach ta'ut. That's why we could say mekach, because the guy could claim, our question was, hey, once it's in the pit, or in the pit, he should know already, it's chayav and ma'asir. What is he claiming mekach ta'ut? No, because we're going to be akiva, the chayav and ma'asir doesn't come until it was skimmed. And he could assume that what? The guy that does the emptying out from the pit is the one that skims. So then when he came there, he thought he's going to be able to drink because there's no chayuv maaser yet. That's why when he gets down and sees it's not like that, there's an element of mekach ta'ut, and therefore we say that the owner has to take maaser in order to allow the worker to eat in such a situation. Man says, V'hashta detani rav zvid b'debe rav oshaya yayin. A little clarification of Rabbi Akiva now. Mishiyarad lebor v'yikpeh. Rav Hoshaya says that the chiyuv of maaser is when it goes into the board and you skim it. This is what Rabbi Akiva says according to this version. Rabbi Akiva omer mishiyishle b'habiyot. Not until you take it out and put it into the barrels. Oh, so according to that, very easy. Afilu temas shelon et patechu habiyotav lebor. You don't have to say that the barrels broke and landed into the board. The amru le lo avayed inan demashle, which means it's not enough mishiyishle. By the way, put it in the barrel. Mishiyishle behabiyotem means you put it in the barrel and you
sealed it.
You mishiyishle means you took off the foam. When you put it in, yishle means to take off the foam. When you put a wine in barrels, it seems it foams. So it's not chayav in maaser until you actually clean it. So therefore, you could give a very simple case. The guy says, my wine is in the barrels. Please come and seal it. He's thinking there's still foam. Therefore, he can eat. Therefore, it's no chayuv maaser. He gets there, there's no foam. Ah, mekach ta'ut. That's why. Very easy now. You don't have to say a case where the barrel broke, fell into the pit. Very simple. It's in the barrel. He told him, come over. He's thinking there's going to be foam. He's thinking there's going to be eat. He gets there, there's no foam. There's chayuv maaser. So the Gemara says, v'nei malu, let the owner tell him, ib'a'elechu asuke adataychu dilma mashleh. Hey, you should have assumed that maybe the foam wasn't there. Why is it mekach ta'ut? I told you it's in the barrel. Well, why did you assume there was foam there? So the Gemara says, because it's in a place. Be'atra dahu desharik hahu mashle. The guy that seals the barrel, he's the guy that skims the foam off. So therefore, he can say, you told me to seal the barrel. I'm assuming that I'm going to be able to eat because I'm the one that skims the foam off. That's why we have an ability to say mekatot. In any event, all the way to this point, we still have not proven our point yet. Is it min shamayim? Or is it Mishelo? So now the Gemara continues. Nupu Hashema. Okay, kotzetz Adam al yedei atzmo al yede beno ubito hagedolim, al yede avdo v'shifchato hagedolim, v'al yede ishto, bepene sheyesh behem da'at. אבל אינו קוצץ, לא על ידי בנו וביתו הקטנים, ולא על ידי עבדו ושפחתו הקטנים, ולא על ידי בהמתו, מפני שאין בהם דעת. Okay, what are we doing over here? קוצץ is making a condition. The worker is making a condition with the Baal HaBayit, that what? He's not going to eat the fruit. Normally he's allowed to eat the fruit. Ela what? He's going to take money instead. Compensate me in money. $10 of fruit that I eat, I don't want to eat the food. Give me $10 extra in my side. So who can make that stipulation? So he says, al yede atzmo, which means he can say himself, I'm not going to eat, and just compensate me extra. Al yede beno ubito gedolim, which means if, let's say, they are hired, his children that are gedolim, or his daughter that's gedolim, that are hired, the father can make the stipulation for them. The father could say, don't pay them, don't let them eat, and just pay them extra money over there. And he'll take the money, okay, the father. Al yedei avdo v'shifchato ha-gedolim. Same thing, he has a shifcha that's a gedola, or a eved that's a gedola, v'al yedei ishto, or his wife, let's say, is working for somebody. So the guy can stipulate and say, don't eat, and pay them extra. V'pnei sheyesh behem da'at. Because they have da'at, they're old. They have not to be mohel on their rights. A gadol has a right to say, yeah, I forgo my rights. So when the guy comes and says, I don't want them to eat, they have a right to say, okay, we're mohel on the rights that the Torah gives us, and if we can stipulate that he wants money instead. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says,
mohel
to the Baal HaBayit. That's right. Which is, they can mohel to the Baal HaBayit, you have an obligation to give us food. We're mohel you to that. Instead, now, give us the payment according to the stipulation that was made for us. Okay? Kavli Gemara says, Aval, eno kotzes lo ayde beno bito ketriv lo ayde avdo v'shoto ketriv. Minor is not going to work. Why? Nesheim behem da'at. Because they have no ability to make a mechila. Therefore, the Torah is giving it to them. And Katan has no right, has no ability to say mechila. So therefore, the father or the owner, whatever, not the owner, the one, the master or the father, whatever it is, the husband, cannot stipulate for the kitanim because they're working. Torah says they get to eat, and they don't have the ability to be mochel. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, let's just catch up in Nashi. Good. Nashi says exactly that. The yad'i v'kam mahli. Comes the Gemara and says, kasal kadatach. At this point, the Gemara is thinking, "Bema'ale lahen mezonot," that the father must be supporting these kids.
Otherwise, how can he take
the pay? But if he's paying all the bills, he's feeding them. So if we can make the stipulation and say, "Hey, the extra money that you're not feeding them with, give it to me, because anyway, I'm paying the bills of mezonot." Now, once you say that that's the case, they get all this. You got to look at the scenario. They get dolim. He's supporting them, and he can make the stipulation, don't feed them, they can be mochel, because they get olim, and he takes the money instead. Now we get to the proof. If you're going to tell me that what? That a po'el that he eats from the fruit, it's mishamayim, it's a matana tzedakah. Say it like that, it's tzedakah. Mishumache eno kotzetz. That's why he cannot be kotzetz for his children that are ketanim, because since their eating is tzedakah, so it's not enyan of mamon. It's not something that's coming to them that the father can take it over there. Which means the way he says it over here, in a kinyan mamon. It's not a kinyan mamon. It's tzedakah. Kedesh sheyechet il avihim, which means any monetary thing that you do, I'm paying the bills. It comes to me. But if it's just a tzedakah, so he doesn't have a right. It's a zechut that's given to them to eat. Ulvater al zechut zugam enam yichodim, and they cannot be vater on that zechut because they're ketanim. Means the father might be able to control monetary things that are, you know, coming to them, but a matana or like a tzedakah, he cannot stipulate on that, and they can't mochel it. So that's why the gift will go to them. Elai amart. Mishelo uachel, here's the key. If you say it's mishelo, which means it belongs to the kids. It's a monetary item. Ketanim nami nikutz lehu, which means they should be able, in order to be, to stipulate with the balabai for his ketanim, because since it's considered extra payment to them, he should be able to say that payment, I'm supporting them, I want that payment, just like the father and the adon could stipulate on the actual salary. By the way, the salary comes to the father, doesn't it? So this is part of the salary. This is a bonus of the salary. Who gets the salary when the ketanim are working? The father. So the same thing. This is part of the salary. I want this also. If you look at it as a monetary item, let them stipulate on the even on the. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. Comes Gemara and says. Gemara says, "Hachem haskinan b'she'en ma'ale lahem." Mezonot, the case is talking about over here, where he's not supporting them. So therefore, even if you want to say it's Mishelo, but the father has no right to take it from them. So then the question is, what are Gidolim then? Yeah. That's the question. Hey, if he's not supporting them, so how could the father make a stipulation for the Gidolim? Gemara says, Gedolim yad'e v'kamachle. The case though, the Gedolim know the stipulation and they're mochel. That's why the father's able to do it. I mean, the father went to the guy, listen, the first kids, you let me negotiate for you, you mochel your rights to eating, I'm mochel. They can mochel. Oh, and then he can take it for himself. Mashaken, the young guys, they have no right to be mochel, and it's monetary, and therefore that's why they're able to, and he's not supporting them, therefore goes to them. Really, I can tell you it's Mishelo. And really, the father, when he goes to for the Kitanim standpoint, he cannot come along and say, don't let them eat, give me the money. Give me the money. You're not supporting us. We take the money for ourselves. And they have no right even to be mochel to him. So therefore, that's why they give us his Kitanim. They eat it. Or it's theirs. Mashiach by Gedolim, you have to say the case is to me. They're not supporting them, but they were mochel to the father. Oh, they're mochel. They were had their rights, meaning to eat, and they will have to the father to take it, and that's why the case is still Mishelo, and therefore the father can get it.
Is that a proof?
No, it's not a proof. It's a rejection again. I could tell you the other way. I thought to say it's Mishamayim. I go the other way and say, no, it's really, could be, it's Mishelo. We didn't prove it yet. We keep on going
right
back and forth. So what we're going to go into now is a stira between the Mishnah that we just read and a Braita. The Mishnah basically is going to say that by ketanim, the father cannot stipulate. And the Braita is going to say, by ketanim, the father can stipulate. Stipulate what? That the child should not eat perot, and he should get paid in money instead. And the basic rule, or the basic shekla betaria format of the coming up Gemara is going to be to try to reconcile the Braita and the Mishnah. Why in one it says the father can stipulate by a katan, it's by the Braita, and why does the Mishnah say the father cannot stipulate? The Gemara is going to offer different solutions. Every solution it's going to offer, it's going to have a question, and then finally crystallize and come out with a final answer. So let's start. But we have a Braita. Kotzetz Adam. A person can make a condition for himself. He's the worker. He says, I don't want fruit, I want money instead. No problem. Or to his wife, meaning his wife's the worker. Well, that's obvious, which means when it comes to behemto, that means you cannot make a stipulation that the animal's not going to eat. Muzzle the animal and pay me instead. No, the deed is the animal's allowed to eat, you cannot muzzle it at all. We understand. Al yedei beno bitoa gedolim. Certainly, if they're gedolim, also he can make a stipulation for them. Aval lo al yedei beno bitoa ketanim, but not if his children are minors. Vekotzets, and here is where the stira is going to be. Vekotzets al yedei avdo v'shefchato kenanim ben gedolim ben ketanim. Oh, when it comes to at least shefcha and eved, the bright of it says ben gedolim ben ketanim is able to make the stipulation. Where the Braita is saying it's permissible to stipulate, the Bishta said he cannot. And the Gemara continues, my love, we must say, Idi v'idi b'ma'ale lahem bezonot. That the Braita and the Mishnah are talking about where the father is, or the Adon is supporting. He is giving them mezonot. Oh, so if they're giving them mezonot, he's supporting. So basically what always that does is whenever you see that line, he's giving them mezonot, that means the payment or the salary goes to him. Because since he's paying for mezonot, he gets to keep the salary. Oh, so then what's the ma'alok between the Mishnah and the Braita? Ubeha palge. Temor sabar mishelohu uchil. I'll say that the Braita holds that the eating of the perot is mishelo. And therefore, since he's, just like he gets the salary, so he gets the perot also, of the ketanim, which means it's a monetary right that the father has. Just like the father has monetary rights, or the adon has monetary rights to the mizonot, so he has monetary rights to the salary, which means if I'm paying for your food, and you go to work, now you got to pay me whatever money you're making, your wages. So therefore, just like the wages go to the master, so the bonus is also going to go to the master as well. That's going to be the Braita. Umor sabar, in the Mishnah is going to hold Mishil Shamayim Uochel. Oh, if you say Mishil Shamayim Uochel, so therefore it's Tzedakah. And therefore, it's not a monetary right that goes to the Adon. Therefore, you're going to need the Mechila of the minor, and a minor cannot make mechila, therefore he keeps it. So therefore we figured out that indeed this is a machloket between a Mishnah and a Braita. Is the payment of perot min hashamayim, or is it mishelo? That's the Gemara's understanding. Gemara says, no, who said? Lo, I can tell you not like that. The kule alma mishelo hu ochel. Really, I could argue that mishelo. Now if it's mishelo, I don't have a problem with the Braita, because the Braita says, again, the Katan, he can stipulate for him. He can stipulate for him, because just like he gets his wages, this is a bonus in the wages, therefore he can get the perot, the extra money for the perot as well. But how are you going to learn the Mishnah? So Gebra says, Vela kasha, kan b'she'en ma'ale lahem mezonot, because I'll say that what? That the Mishnah is talking about where he's not supporting them. So where he's not supporting them, that's why the kid keeps the money. And that's why he keeps it, that's why he cannot stipulate, because he's not supporting him. Ubaraita, but the Braita is talking about b'ma'aleh lahem mizonot. And since he's supporting them, so therefore he can stipulate for them. The Gemara says, b'may ukimta b'ma'aleh lahem mizonot. If you're learning the Mishnah where he's supporting them, b'ma'aleh lahem mizonot, you learn the Braita like that. You learn the Braita is b'ma'aleh lahem mizonot. Iyacheh ketanim nameni kutzlu. So then why did it only say avadim ketanim? Which means that's a point we have to point out in the Braita as well. The Braita talked about avadim ketanim, you could stipulate for them. But regular ketanim, you can't. What do you mean, ketanim and ketanim? If you're telling me now, at this point we're holding, that the perot is considered mishelo, and it's talking about where b'ma'aleh lahem mizonot, where you're supporting them. Therefore, it's a monetary benefit. Just like you get their wages, therefore you should be able to get the bonus of their wages. So therefore, why did the Braita make a chiluk between avadim ketanim and this regular ketanim, his sons that are ketanim? The chaurah should be the same law. So the Gemara says, tsa'arayu diblo ubito ketanim lo zachi lerahmana. Which means, you're right. From the strict law, the way we're understanding now, he should be able to even stipulate for his children to the ketanim. He's paying the mizonot for them. He should get their wages plus the bonus of their wages, the perot. But you know what? The Torah does not allow a father to mitza'ir his kids. You cannot tell your kids, go to work and don't eat. That's a tza'ar. Which is, the Torah might give the father monetary advantages to the kid, but it does not give the father the ability to cause his son anguish. Well, what's happening over here? The kid's going to be in anguish. The kid's going to work, and now the father goes to the baal. By the way, my kid's working. Don't let him eat from the fruit over there. Give it to me in wages instead. It's going to cause tzar to the kid. How can you let the guy work with the grapes all day long, and you're not going to put one in his mouth? So the Torah, although, let's say, from a monetary standpoint, he's able to take those wages because he's supporting them in the ketanim, and the money's mishelo, and therefore everything is it's a bonus of the wages. But over here, the deen is that the tsa'ar that it's going to cause them, the father does not have a right to mitza'ir the kids. So now the Gemara says, okay, keep on going. Okay, so you want to explain the Mishnah. How do you want to establish the Mishnah? B'she'en ma'aleh lahem mizonot. Okay, go there now. We want to explain the Mishnah to about where you're not supporting them, and therefore, since you're not supporting them, that's why by the ketanim you're not going to be allowed to stipulate, because since you're not supporting them, it really belongs to them, and therefore you cannot stipulate. And the only way they can give it back to you is being muhel, and they cannot be muhel. So the Gemara says, if you're learning that the Mishnah is talking about again, b'she'en ma'ale lahem mizonot, and therefore the money belongs to them. That's why you cannot stipulate by the ketanim. So the Gemara says, Hani haleman de amar. This works out good according to the opinion that says, En harav yachol lomar la'eved ase imi ve'eni zancha. Which means there's a shita that says that the master is not allowed to tell his eved, work for me and I am not going to support you. Which means he cannot tell the eved that what? That I'm not going to support you and I still get your wages. There's a shita that says you can tell an eved that. By the way, you do all the work. I'm not supporting. I'm not going to give you food. And you got to give me the wages. Okay. This will work out according to the opinion that says you can't tell an eved that I'm not supporting you and I get your wages. Meaning, if I don't support you, the din is going to be according to this opinion, the eved keeps his wages. Oh, so then Shapir, then everything makes sense in the Mishnah, because really, when the avadim over here, if I'm not supporting them. So therefore, they get to keep their wages, and just like they're going to get to keep their wages, they're going to get to keep the perot as well. Because I cannot tell a guy, I'm not giving you mizonot, and your wages belong to me. No, you cannot do that. So give us this again. Hani haleman damar en arav yachol amal la'eved. Asa'imi, meaning give me your wages, ve'eni zancha. Shapit. Then already we can explain that the case of the Mishnah is talking about where you're not giving them mizonot, and therefore the abadim and the ketanim, they are deserving their wages, the avadim. And they get the extra money as well from the perot. But according to the opinion that says, a guy can tell the eved, you can tell the eved, you know what? I'm not supporting you, and give me your wages. So according to that, which is according to that, even if you're not giving a mizonot, still, the wages should belong to the master as well as the Tosefa. Why does it say in the Mishnah that Avadim Ketanim, that you're telling me why you can't stipulate? Why can't you stipulate? Oh, because you're not supporting them. So it goes to them. Why does it go to them? According to the opinion that says I can tell them any zancha that I'm not to support, and still the wages go back to the master. So even Avadim Ketanim, the wages, just like the wages go to the master, so the Tosef should also go to the master as well. Again, we're learning now everything's Mishelo. If you're learning it's Mishelo, so therefore the wages, like the wages, go to bonus codes as well. And you can't stipulate like this. So therefore the way you're learning the Mahloket only works out according to one opinion. But according to the other opinion, it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, you're right, we have to adjust again. Ela idi v'idi b'she'en ma'ale lahem mizonot. Okay, readjust the Mishnah and the Braita. Both Braita and Mishnah talking about where the master is not giving the Eved mizonot. Okay, so if he's not giving mizonot, so the Chavra, everything should belong to the Eved. So the Gemara says, u'beha pirig demor sabar yachol u'mor sabar en yachol. Oh! And that is indeed the machloket, which is the case is talking about in ma'ale lahem mizonot, and the machloket in the Braita and the Mishnah is this exact machloket we just said. When a guy says any ma'ale lahem mizonot, can he take his wages or not? According to the Braita, he can. That's why ba'avadim ketanim, I'm not giving you wages, but still he can stipulate because he can say any zancha and I can take your wages plus your bonus. And according to the Mishnah, I'm not supporting you, but you're not supporting me, so I keep my wages and can I be mochelet back to you because of ketanim, and therefore he keeps it. So therefore that's the machloket. Gemara says no good. Gemara says the Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Yachol Harav. Now Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, is the opinion in Masechet Gittin that says a master can tell his eved any zancha, I'm not supporting you, and he can still take his wages. So that means Rabbi Yochanan is going to be following the Braita. So the Gemara is like, that cannot be. The Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Yachol Harav Shabik Matnitin Ba'avid Kabraita. which is you're going to make Rabbi Yochanan take a braita over a mishnah. That's a doha, because normally you take a mishnah over a braita. We don't want to make a doha. So therefore, that answer is not good as well. Therefore, we got to go back to the drawing board and the Gemara gives not a final answer. Ela dekule alma mishel shamayim hu ochel. Ah, we're making a reverse now. Really, I'll tell you, everybody holds. Ben the Mishnah, ben the Braita, that the way you look at the pirot that the po'el eats, it's tzedakah. It's mishel shamayim hu ochel. And therefore, if it's shel shamayim, so what's the case? Oh, and even if, let's say, he's feeding them mezonot, it doesn't matter. It belongs to the kids. It belongs to the workers. Because, again, only a monetary right do we say belongs to the father. Just like I get wages, I'm the father. I get your wages, I'm feeding you. I'll get your wages, and I also get the bonus of your wages. But now, that's not wages anymore. We don't think this as wages. This is minas shamayim. The Torah was mezecheh, the worker, tzedakah. So I don't have a right on that. And therefore, the only right way I would be able to get it is through a mechila of the person that's working. If it's a katan that's working, the katan cannot make a mechila. So therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that if your kids are ketanim, who are lav benim mechila ninhu, that's why they keep the fruit. So the question is, what about the braita? The braita said that if you did stipulate by ketanim, you can keep it. Well, how could you keep it? So the Gemara says, "Umay kotzetz de amara voshaya." What does it mean, kotzetz? So you can stipulate again. If it's not shamayim, so therefore stipulation should not make a difference by ketanim, because bottom line they're not benim mechilaninu. Therefore, it belongs to them. So the Gemara says, "You know what kotzetz means over here? Stipulating. You're stipulating mezonot, which means all he's saying is that." We're stipulating that he's going to feed the workers, or he's going to feed the ketanim, a lot of mezonot. Either the father or the adon is going to feed the child or the eved a lot of mezonot, a lot of food before they start working, in order that they'll be so full that they won't be able to eat perot when they are working. Which means, you cannot make a tanai. Again, you cannot, according to this answer, and this is going to be the final answer. Really, it's menas shamayim kazakuneh. And you know what? The father really cannot stipulate for the banav ketanim or the ayved ketanim, because they're ketanim. They cannot be. It's coming to them. It's not a monetary right that the father has. If you say it's mishelo, always look at it. Mishelo is like it's additional wages. Mishelo means that the Torah said not only they get paid their salary, but they're also going to get paid a bonus, the fruit. Oh, so if it's a monetary right, I have rights to take that for myself. But if you say no, what's coming to you maybe is wages, but this is tzedakah. Now, tzedakah, the kid has to be able to be mohalev back to you. The kid cannot be mohalev back to you because he is a minor. So then why did the braita say that by the ketanim, he can't make a stipulation? Because you misunderstood what stipulation means. Doesn't mean you can stipulate with the adon and tell the balabai, I don't want him to eat. No, you cannot tell me. You can stipulate that what? Let I want to feed or feed him first before he goes out to the field. Stuff him up. The kid, so therefore when he goes out to work over there, he'll be filled already, and therefore he will not come to eat from the fruit while he is working. But not that he could take the wages. He could just stipulate to feed him at the time in order not to, that he will not eat at the time he's working. Kilomad. You cannot take that right away from them that they cannot eat. Right, which means he's telling the guy like this, I'll feed my son a lot before he goes to work. So I'm telling you he's not going to eat. I'm not telling you don't feed him, because I cannot tell. That's not my right to take away the perot of the kid. But I could tell you, listen, I'll make a condition. When I get to work for you, I'm going to feed the kid. He's coming to your work. He's going to be full already. And therefore, what's going to end up happening? He's not going to eat because he's just full. Do me a favor. Pay me a little extra for that. No, that's saying, okay. The Mishnah is saying that if, or the Braita is saying that that's what it means, kotzitz. Kotzitz means not that I can make a condition, you can't eat. It's not the father's right to say can't eat. It's minas shamayim kazachuleh. And the kid doesn't have a right to make a mechila. Oh, so kotzitz means I can come along as I make a condition. You want my kid to work for you? You want my everything to work for you? I'll feed him first. He'll come in full. He's not going to eat. So you're saving money because he's not going to eat.
He still eat if he gets hungry.
Of course. Of course. If he still gets hungry, we still eat. Absolutely. But he's saying, he's probably not going to stuff him up. Therefore, you'll pay me that little extra over there. So at the end of the day now, we're coming along to say that the Mishnah's understanding is, it's min hashamayim. And what the Gemara just says, one more point. The kivate gabe behemto. Similarly, now, you have to explain like this to Mishnah, because didn't the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Braita, I'm sorry, didn't the Braita say, v'chen behem to? What, you're stipulating on an animal? How are you going to stipulate on an animal? You're going to tell the animal what? I stipulate on the animal that what? You should muzzle him? You cannot stipulate that they should muzzle the animal. What kind of stipulation? They shouldn't eat. What do you mean? So the Gemara, no. V'chematega behem ta, teven, which means, he says, I'm going to feed my animal a lot of teven, before I bring him to you, nikutzla, that's such a thing a person, I'm sorry, I go back. The Braita said you cannot make a stipulation, but if by a behema, we understood why. How can you make a stipulation by a behema? What, that you should, muzzle it? You cannot make a stipulation that you should muzzle the animal. But if you're learning now, the way we're learning the stipulation is that I'm going to feed it before, so then you should be able to make the same stipulation on the animal. I'm going to have an animal. I should be able to tell you, listen, you want to use my animal? Okay, I'm going to feed it and stuff it before. I'm going to rent it to you. It's not going to, don't muzzle it, but it's not going to eat. As a result, it's not going to eat. I want you to compensate me a little more because I'm saving you all that food that I was going to eat. So why not? The Gemara says, nikutzla, make a stipulation. Ela, the Gemara rejects that version as well. And the Gemara goes back and says, and this is the conclusion, which means we have finally come to a conclusion that what? The Braita and the Mishnah, get this clear now, the Braita and the Mishnah are arguing on this fundamental principle. How do you look at the perot that the worker is eating? The Braita is going to say it's Mishelo. And since it's mishelo, meaning it belongs to the worker, it's a bonus to the worker's salary, therefore the father could stipulate even by ketanim, not his sons, because that's a side point. We don't want to stipulate by sons because you're not allowed to stipulate on tzad. But an evet katan, the adon could stipulate and say what? I want, I'm taking this. I don't want you to feed them, and I'll take the money. Because just like the Adon has rights to the salary of the Eved, he has rights to the bonus of the salary as well. The Mishnah that said you cannot make such a stipulation holds its Mishelo. Not Mishelo, it's Mishel Shamayim. And therefore, Mishel Shamayim, who does it belong to? It belongs to the kid. The Torah was Mizakeh, the kid with the Tzedakah. It's not a monetary item that belongs to the father. The only way he can get back to the father is if the kid is going to be Mohel. The kid is not Bar Mechila. Therefore, you cannot stipulate by that situation. Therefore, again, we conclude. If somebody asks, what is the deen? Is it Mishel Shamayim or is it Mishelo? It comes out, it is dependent on Mishnah and Braita. Now, once we get to this point, we conclude that it is either Mishel Shamayim or Mishelo. Baruch Adonai Amen.